Well, thank you for coming. We're here today to talk about a lawsuit that InterVarsity students have filed at UW-Superior. It's interesting that today is Higher Education Day here in Wisconsin, where parents across the state are being encouraged to save for college education. And we think the issue that's before us today is an important one along those lines. I'm going to ask Hannah to go first. She's a student at the University of Wisconsin in Superior, and then Alec, the president of InterVarsity, to speak. Hannah?
My name is Hannah Hursted, and I represent an organization of students at the University of Wisconsin-Superior that are part of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. We are a student-run and student-led Christian organization that has been active on campus for many years. Last year, we learned through the Student Senate at UW-Superior that we had been de-recognized as a student organization because, as a Christian organization, we require our student leaders to be Christians. All our leaders sent a statement of faith consistent with historic Christianity. While this is true for our leaders, our membership is open to anyone. All students are invited and encouraged to participate in our activities regardless of their religious faith. I am here today because we have asked the university to re-recognize us as a student organization on campus, yet they have refused to do so.
Alec? For over 40 years, a student group affiliated with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has been active at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, over 40 years. That is until 8 months ago when the group was derecognized. As we understand it, the university's action was taken simply because InterVarsity requires its students' leaders, not its members, but just the leaders, to sign our statement of faith. Frankly, the university's position defies common sense. Does this mean, for example, that Hillel, that is the Jewish student group, must accept Holocaust deniers as leaders? Does this mean that the Young Republicans must accept Democrats as their leaders? After months of failed attempt to resolve the situation, the University of Wisconsin Superior Chapter of InterVarsity yesterday filed suit in federal court to seek reinstatement as a fully recognized student organization. 3 years ago, our student leaders at Rutgers University faced exactly the same situation. Thankfully, in that situation, after several months and before trial, Rutgers reversed course and re-recognized the group. It is our sincere hope that common sense will likewise prevail in this situation.
Thank you. Alec, do you have any questions for us at this point?
Just for Hannah, has there been any reaction from the students and the group before?
In the group?
Yes.
They've all been really supportive of wanting to get back as an organization. They understand what's going on, that it's out of our control now, but they want to see it resolved.
Has the university made any effort to contact you yet?
We received a fax yesterday, and this was consistent with the communication in August, basically saying they didn't agree with our position. And so there were several attempts, as I mentioned, to try to go back and forth, but they've made it clear that they're not going to re-recognize the chapter without court order.
How long would it take to for all of this to conclude or whatever?
Well, you know, courts are very interesting species, and that will play out. We will be seeking a preliminary injunction, which would allow the chapter to be reinstated. If that happened, that could happen sooner rather than later, but we just don't know how it's going to play out.
All of this will affect the other campuses as well?
At this point, that's uncertain. That's up to the University of Wisconsin system to determine how this impacts our chapters on other campuses. Of course, we would like those chapters to be untouched or unaffected by this.
Diana, this has been unusual for you, has this? Or
how do you feel about it? Happens every day.
It's new. Taking it step by step.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles.
Anna, is the chapter meeting at the present time?
We are meeting on campus right now, but we could have that privilege revoked at any time. We don't know.
So we are definitely second-class limbo citizenship right now, and the university could give or take, but any privileges we have now are off the books, and they're not guaranteed.
So how is the chapter meeting, or how are the meetings going? Is there a little different spirit about the meetings this year because of the status?
We're not taking anything for granted this year. We understand that every time we meet on campus is a blessing, that we are still able to be there sharing the gospel.
I think the core issue for InterVarsity is that we believe that Christians on the university campus should have the same rights as any other organization on the campus, and the current UW system decision denies Christians on the basis strictly of their Christianity those rights, and we're concerned about that.
We're not asking for special treatment. We're just asking for equal treatment.